hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you survived April Fool's Day without any pranks getting to you at all. I think there was efforts. I saw all across social media all day long efforts to prank people. And I'm mostly proud of people not falling for things. But I don't know if we had 100%.
No, I got pranked.
You got duped?
There's two things that happened yesterday.
They got you? The grandkids?
No.
Alex?
No. A friend.
Keston!
I can't. This is disappointing. So disappointing. This whole show is going to be disappointing.
Because no.
Two instances that happened yesterday, and I just did this. I brought them up, and I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
They're incredibly funny. Not the prank was not funny. It was not. It got me, but it wasn't. I don't even know if I'd tell you privately. It was. They got me, though. Woo! It freaked me out.
You're teasing us about a prank that you can't tell anybody. Yeah. Not even us in privacy.
Not even off the air. This is great radio.
I'm not sure I could.
Great radio.
I said it on another show, but it wasn't, I don't know. It was a rough one. Good one. Jeez. Woo. Yeah. And then Petrinka was at Buffalo Wings and Rings yesterday. She was in all her inappropriate glory. And she said a word I'd never heard. And I had kind of apologized to Alex. Alex, I'm sorry. On her behalf. She goes, it's my favorite word. It's like, okay, well, yeah, we can't be saying it too loud.
That word can't be said on the radio.
Would we use the word on the show?
You couldn't do it. Even privately, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the word later. You couldn't do it. Nor I'd never heard Jake say anything close to this.
It's not allowed on the radio. You're saying,
"Oh God,
okay."
We'd all be done.
There'd be a cough button.
We'd all be done.
Yeah, we'd all be done
in an instant.
There'd be a staff meeting.
Yeah,
there'd be a staff meeting.
Yeah,
we all sat down, but it wouldn't be long.
Short one.
Short staff.
I'm sorry.
Can't say that word.
Right. I am flustered, Bill, because I got up at 5:31.
But you're here on time.
You made it. What happened? Did snooze? Was it the old snooze?
I don't do this. I don't do anything. That's the thing. Jake knows this. I
still can't believe that.
I don't do any snooze button. I don't. Nothing. I don't do anything.
You don't set an alarm, though. You just wake up naturally.
I just rely on waking up. I've done it my whole life.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I don't get that.
I've done it my whole life. Yeah. I got up at 4:57 and thought, I'm not getting up right now. I'm going to go down for a little bit now.
That'll get you on.
You're telling me even for like a 6 a.m. flight, you got to go to Omaha at like 3 something or 4 o'clock. You don't set an alarm.
No, never have. I don't think I've ever set an alarm.
Are people calling you saying, hey, you're late? Is that your alarm clock?
No.
Hey, wake up. We got to go.
I've only been caught like once. I was late for the show one time in 9 years. I overslept.
That's true. You're not late. But it's amazing you could do that without an alarm. I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me, but
I was late the time I got arrested. The speeding ticket, the vectoring quota. Remember that? Remember the quota?
You got arrested.
Yeah.
You got legitimately arrested out on 84th, right?
84th, cuffed. No, I just got a ticket. Then I get cuffed.
You getting cuffed would be a problem. Anybody getting cuffed is a problem. But anyway, yeah, so just allow, I'm just frazzled, so Sorry I brought up that April Fool's thing, but it was a good one.
Well, you got duped.
I don't know,
twice,
I don't know
though.
If they're good. If the April Fool joke is something that's just like
what?
Something so like dumb, like you also need to let someone know, hey, someone close to you, family member, something like that, died. Then like, no, gotcha. That. Gotcha.
That's pretty dark. Yeah,
this wasn't
that's
that.
That's pretty okay. sick and okay. twisted. No, and dark.
It goes dark like that.
This one's pretty twisted, but it's not like that. It's not that.
I heard someone say the other day yesterday, and it really made sense. It's like with April Fools, it's like we're just all too tired to deal with
yeah,
it.
It's true.
We don't need April Fools. And, no. I got to thinking about
it's so true.
April Fools, how can we do it? How can we do it with sports right now? Because every day is April Fool's, pretty much. It's just like, it is. It's like this whole NIL and portal and all the things going on.
Be careful.
I mean,
there.
But no, there's true. There's, I mean,
chopsticks.
Every day is kind of like, it's like, hey, guess what we can do now? This is happening now.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot.
It's that. It's also the fact that AI has killed April Fool's Day. Because like every day there's something fake out there on Twitter. Oh, this guy's bidding here. This
good
guy's
point.
Getting traded. Every single freaking day.
Jake, that's a great point. Because
the point.
False news.
Right.
Yeah.
Fake news is April Fool's.
Yeah, it is.
And that's every day of the year.
Yeah, it is. Every day there's something.
365 of
I'm
365.
I'm saying, Jake, I bet I read four things a day.
Yeah.
You know, I take them now and I snapshot them and I send them to some friends. Because for a while, we'd be talking like at lunch, and they go, well, you know about this and this. And I go, you know that's not real,
that
correct? Fake.
That was not
they're
real.
They're kind of like looking at you like, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
It was
caught.
On the internet. And so now it's like, no. So I send it to them, and I make them respond to me. Is it real?
Ah.
Is it fake? And now they get it. It's like, yep. Okay, now I see it.
Productive discussion. Yeah, every day is sort of April Fool's now.
It feels like it.
It's hard to pull. I mean, okay, I'm trying to defend myself a little bit now from your great radio comment. That it's hard to fool somebody. It's hard to do it on April Fool's. Like, people just like, yeah, right. This one was elaborate and good and got me.
But you still can't tell it.
Eh, no.
Okay. Just know it's such a great story. You wouldn't believe it. I can't tell it, though.
We can't use Petrinka's word either.
No.
No, we can't do that.
Petrinka was in all her glory, though, last night at Buffalo Wings and Rings. I can't. There's just a lot of things I can't say because you guys are not interested. We went and watched the G League playoffs.
No, you did not. You did not.
Maine versus basketball. Capital City.
Uh-huh.
The Maine Celtics. You know, the Celtics have a really good G League. All right. I'm just telling you what we did. We watched the Maine Celtics play the Capital City Go-Go. They're called the Go-Go. It's the Wizards team.
I don't know.
Yeah, you went there intentionally to watch.
No,
that.
It was just on.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was like, hey, we're going to go watch Chiefs basketball, Wings and Rings.
No, it was fun, though. It was fun to watch. G League. G League is good,
there
by the way.
Parts of the Crown that I watched. I watched DePaul get nipped, and some of that was during fitness.
Hey, wait a second. DePaul
got nipped by 35, I think.
Close,
something like
close
that.
Game.
Yeah.
They lost to.
Yeah. And then Colorado at one point in time was down like 40, I think, to Villanova.
Who did DePaul lose to?
Cincinnati, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
Yeah.
You got
I sent the photo.
Yeah, 74-47 when you showed the photo.
The final was 83-61 Cincinnati.
Made a comeback.
Beat DePaul.
All right, got involved. Okay, good job by DePaul not quitting.
Now, there wasn't actually one close game in the Crown yesterday. UCF beat Oregon State by 76-75. Yeah. Some drama there.
I like to play this game now. You guys are going to hate me again. Villanova, 71 NCAA tournament victories. Nebraska, 0.
Wait, 71?
Say it
71.
Again.
Villanova, 71 NCAA tournament
didn't
victories.
Didn't we talk about Utah had, what, 39?
Yeah.
Utah's the one that really got me.
I love it. I love the discussion. 71.
One. Utah blows me away even more because I thought the number was like 11. It's like, no, they've won 30-something.
Then you can play the game that's like the game that's more like with schools commensurate to Nebraska. Even those are sad. Oregon State, 13 NCAA tournament wins. Nebraska, 0. I mean, it's just.
They made an Elite Eight a couple years ago.
Right.
Elite Eight. Yeah. With Wayne Tinkle, the head coach.
Still a head coach.
He's still there.
Tinkle,
good last name.
So there was action in the Crown.
Villanova beat Colorado, as Bill said, it was a blowout, 85-64 by 21. And then the nightcap, USC beats Tulane 89-60, win by 29 for Eric Musselman's crew in the Crown.
Oh, they won.
They won 89-60 over Tulane.
Good win.
Good win.
It's the Crown. The Crown, 8:30 tonight.
Yes.
I'm watching the first half, guys, and I'm out after that.
Can you give us the schedule, Jake, of the
two
crown
games today? Nebraska, Georgetown at 8:30 on FS1, and Butler, Boise State at 6 p.m. on FS1. I envy them for that time slot.
I'm telling you right
I envy
now,
that.
Boise State is the problem.
Think
Boise
so?
They're pretty good.
Boise scout them
State's
out.
A problem. And I think they're very interested.
Yes,
I think they're a very in. Like I just look at interested teams
sure.
right now, especially in a game like this. Is interested teams.
Did you scout them a little bit?
Yeah. Of course, you're going to scout them. Absolutely.
What'd you look like? What'd they look like?
Oh no. Have I scouted them? No. I really haven't.
Boise State. I mean, they won their first game by 30 points. They beat George Washington 89-59. Mm-hmm. It was never close.
And they were a same thing. They were like what last four out?
Yep. 20. Yeah, they were 25-10. Yeah. They are 25-10. Right.
I mean,
now.
What's the first question you ask? Do they have somebody that can kind of guard Bryce? You know, do they have how do they look there?
I'm going to say yes. I don't know for sure.
I don't know.
They look pretty good defensively this year, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Georgetown.
We're going to go on a limb here that we do not have a great feel for Boise State right now.
Haven't tracked much Boise State hoops this year.
And if you did, I'd be really impressed.
Oh, but they're switching off all pick and rolls, and they're soft three-quarter zone press. They'll go to the box and one occasionally. Inbounds, they got a couple situations.
That's our
good job, Ron.
Our recap.
That's
there.
A son of a coach that's right there. They run baseline screens.
Hey, by the way, this is not a roll call, but this is interesting. I got from Michael, my friend Mike on Twitter, says he's listening right now to the show on a train from Venice, Italy to Innsbruck, Austria at this moment.
Let's go with Venice, Italy. Venice? That's amazing.
Okay, he typed as V-E-N-U-S. That's not my fault. he typed it as V-E-N-U-S, Venice. My bad. I'm reading it as it was written. You're right, Venice. But
say what you said again. That it's the same.
He's listening on a train from Venus, Italy. It's spelled. He spelled it V-E-N-U-S. It's my fault. Yes, there's a typo, but okay. V-E-N-I-C-E, Venice. My bad.
Just funny.
Venice to Innsbruck.
He's going to Rome. Innsbruck, Austria. He's going to Rome after that. Oh, Rome. Sorry.
He's going to Munich, Germany.
He's going to Rome. Wow.
Sorry. So, wow. He's on a train.
Hey.
Typo.
He's going.
That's pretty fun, though. Listening to the show on a train going to Austria.
What's he going to do in Austria? Because that sounds like an incredible visit.
I don't know. They've had a great trip so far.
Michael?
The train system in Europe is just incredible. It's all you hear about.
You've been there?
No, I haven't, but it's all I hear about.
It must be.
When you talk to everyone, it's like, no. Then you're going to take the train. Then you're going to take the train.
Yep.
Then you're going to take the train.
Yep, you do.
Never like,
that.
Well, hey, make sure. Then you're going to rent a car. And you're, no.
You don't hear that very often, yeah.
You're taking the train.
God, Mike, thanks, by the way.
Yes.
Taking time to
overseas,
listen?
Overseas, yeah, listening.
The only person that could do this in the United States would be Mark Schultz, my buddy who runs the railroad. He could do this. He could get this done in the United States. Just be like, what do you guys do? We're taking the train. How often would we ever say that? I know that Jake's taking it, but never a time when it's like going, what are you guys doing like that? Well, we got to get to New Mexico. We'll take the train. Nope. No, never. Not one time does this come
kind
up.
Kind of fun.
Be really fun.
We
were all going to take the train to Des Moines.
It's not over yet,
Jake
Bill.
Changed
it's,
everything.
It's, we have. We
How's
have
the
time.
Golf tournament coming, Jake? That everybody keeps. I have 16 foursomes like ready to hit send, and I can't get Jake. Like, just waiting on Jake.
It's only March. We can.
No, it's April 2nd now.
Oh, it's April.
Yeah.
The calendar is like April.
And who would ever even talk about it if there's a golf tournament in June, having it ready to go by April? That's so dumb.
Let me talk to my friends at Jim Egger, see if we can
Jim.
Get up there.
We just have to.
Jimmy.
We have to rent the course out.
That'd be if they'd be okay with that if we had all these foursomes, if we had a full tournament. They say yes, absolutely. What do you want? What time? What day?
Okay,
make it happen.
I don't have. I'm.
Bill made a comment this morning about the rain situation.
Yeah,
we're supposed to have storms last night.
I'm not happy with it. All we're getting is we're like just a mist. We're like it's like.
You want a rain?
I want a rain. I want a real rain.
And why is that, Bill?
We didn't get it?
Because there's still dirt.
From that stupid storm.
The mud blizzard.
Yes.
That was still annoying. Yeah,
it's incredible how much mud there was.
We just need a hard rain, and all we're getting is just muck. Come on. We're better than this.
We didn't get a hard rain last night.
No, it was. No. I saw some thunder. I saw some lightning. Heard a little bit of thunder, but I didn't really hear any rain.
The winds didn't kick up too much?
It was windy, but I don't think it was bad as it's supposed to
no,
be.
No, I don't think it was bad as it's supposed to be. Bill's right. We didn't get a downpour. I don't see it. Are we supposed to get... I don't think we're supposed to get one today, are we?
I don't think so.
Weather's very mild. Listen to this idle chit-chat. This is idle chit chat.
I want some rain.
I see no rain today in the forecast.
It's not good.
It's drizzling right now. Whatever, this is gone, it'll be done for the day.
Trados wants rain.
High of today.
High of today, 56.
Felt like 56 when I walked in. Must just going to be static.
It's
40.
Quo. It's 49 right now.
I love that. We've had a couple nice. This is kind of it for sugar. This is the end of it. I mean, we had some nice cool weather. This is about the end of it. It's about going to go away.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, we had some weather, and it was in the 30s. And that's right up her alley. She loves it.
She likes that.
Oh, man. Cold, cold, cold. That's her deal.
What do you do? Here's a question for you, Idle Chit Chat. Yeah.
Hear that, by the way.
What do you do? Sorry. When you...
I think we wouldn't hear that. These mics are very good.
I didn't know, and Trix didn't have an answer for this. I pulled in the driveway yesterday to walk Bullet, and there's a fox. Daytime fox always freaks me out a little bit. A bigger fox, too. Not a coyote. It was a fox. But a bigger fox. I didn't know if I should let Bullet out or not. Would the fox mess with Bullet?
No. No. Really? Fox would be terrified. Really? I saw Max, our cat.
There's the answer.
I saw Max, our cat, do a standoff in the backyard with the fox. They were nose to nose, and the cat won.
Nose to
Max won. Max won. Like, it was like, get out of our yard. Yeah, it was, no.
Different than a raccoon.
Yeah.
Different than a raccoon.
The battle. I know you had the battle with that. No.
The bear-sized raccoon, too. Bear-sized. You still want to see a picture of that sometime.
No, Bullet's not going to. I would probably, and most likely, I mean, the odds are in the 94 percentile to 99 percentile. The fox, once he sees another dog with that, is just going to scoot. He's out.
Scoot or probably be uninterested.
Yeah, uninterested. That's not his prey, something his own size. Not happening.
Nearly his own size. Yeah. And it's nearly his own size. I think what you might get is disinterest on both ends. I don't even think Bull would be that interested.
No.
There's a fox. He's not interested in squirrels at all. Like, it's just
squirrels. Sugar is a squirrel, like a foot away, kind of like, whatever.
Same,
like a foot
freaks
away.
Freaks me out.
It's kind of surprising to me,
like
actually.
Bullet.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's a live animal right there. Go get it. Chase it down. Your dog.
No, it's like, no.
Really? Bullet did when he was younger, but at some point that
Sugar got one. Brought it to the door. Had a squirrel.
But
and it's like, now he's like, I've done that.
Yeah.
So this does not interest me whatsoever.
Yeah, it always weirds me out when a squirrel runs right by him. He's like, eh. This is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Again, just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours from Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care, our sponsor of Idle Chit Chat. Yesterday, we heard from John Butler, Nebraska's defensive coordinator. Sip, you were there at the... Wait, is this not what you would call a press conference? Just a media showing.
No, I would call it a news conference.
News conference.
They're very formal now, Bill. They were less formal when Bill was doing this. They're pretty formal now because you're sitting at a desk. Everybody has a spot, and there's a podium.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So yeah, it's a news conference. Pretty formal. John Butler... is the defensive coordinator.
Yes.
At a desk.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
I stood like at a cocktail table.
Yeah.
I did. I stood at a cocktail table.
And everybody else stood.
Everybody else stood. And they were always kind of randomly, there'd be some right up close. And the freaky part, which I'm sure does everyone still go up and put their recorder or their phone down?
That still happens?
That's okay. It still happens. It's really freaky. I mean, right away, everyone walks up, and there's 20 of them laying in front of you.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's really weird. But I did my – yeah, it's like you're in a cocktail lounge in the in the stadium.
Kind of.
Is that comforting, Bill, at all?
Yeah.
Cocktail.
And there's rapid-fire questions.
There's rapid-fire questions.
You got to be on your toes.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't know what's coming for sure.
No.
A lot of sipples out there with an agenda.
Agenda. Oh, targeted there. Targeted agenda.
Actually, there can't be honest. I don't know if there's a nicer media crew in the world than Nebraska.
It's
I really don't.
Nice. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty. It's nice. Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty PG. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
I have no agendas. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Anyway, what was interesting?
We have several John Butler quotes to get to. We want to get to his thoughts on Phil Snow a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good part of it. His thoughts on Snow and the new staff. He's working with four new assistants. And Snow is what's his title? Help me, Jake.
Associate head coach.
Yeah, thank you, God. Yeah, associate head coach. So he's kind of walking around. Go ahead.
Here's John Butler on Phil Snow.
I wanted to be is to help us and help our players in every single possible way that he can. And for me and for all of us to be open to any opportunity he can provide to make us better, make me better, make our team better. I mean, he's out there coaching up freshman DBs, coaching his ass off, having fun. I'm over there watching his drills. And I coached DBs in the NFL for 10 years and coached them for 20 years in different levels. And I'm over there watching different guys do their drills and I'm learning stuff. So that's part of the mindset that everybody has to have when we're all there together. It's like, okay, Matt provides the vision. I'm the leader of the room, but we're all on the same page trying to make this the best product we can for Nebraska football.
Butler's very no-nonsense, and he didn't – what he's not doing, which I appreciate actually, is showering praise on players, which we've done here a lot over the years, really since – well, you go back to Tom, he didn't do it. Solich didn't do it. Callahan didn't do it. And then it's like the floodgate opened with Bo. I was always struck by Bo would heap a lot of praise on guys. And Riley did that. Frost, I don't know. Frost, not a lot of it. But anyway, he wouldn't answer. He, like the Sierra Wright quote, he was asked about. Who's going to play? Here's the question.
Okay, yep.
Who's going to play corner opposite Sierra Wright?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Sierra's a returner, but he's competing. He's competing for his job every single day. I think all the players that we have over there, really don't want to get into naming names. I know everybody's interested in what maybe the depth chart looks like and who's practicing, but I feel like we got really good competition, really at all positions in the secondary. I think that area has improved, not only with another year of experience for the players that are returning, but also from some of the guys that we've added. I've been encouraged with those guys, and some of those players in that room have really grown in the finishing aspect, taking the ball away and making plays on the ball. So I'm excited about how that's going to shake out, but there's still plenty of time to determine really who's going to be out there anywhere.
I like that. He didn't even hand the job to Sierra Wright. The question was, Sierra Wright's established, he'll play at one corner, who's going to be the other one? And his answer was basically, wait a second, we said Sierra Wright was a starter. He didn't say it that way, but that's essentially what he was saying. I like that. He was asked, I hope you have this.
This Jake was, gets a lot of stuff.
This is this,
I hope he has too.
This is the sort of question that it kind of annoys me. I'm not going to lie. It was how much leadership have you already seen from Deson McCullough and Marquise Watson Trent. So you're assuming that they're doing it, first of all. Like, it's your five practices in, and they've established themselves as leaders. I don't know. What was his answer?
I don't have that one.
Oh, great.
Well,
his answer was...
Paraphrase, Steve.
His answer was...
Was there a better question than just that?
No, that was the... It was okay. About Marquise Watson Trent. Okay, I don't have that. McCullough. And the answer, they probably didn't put it in, because all he said was, I'll just say this, we're excited to have him in the program. That's it. Next question. Good for you. Yeah, we don't need to crown guys before they ever play a snap here. We don't need to do that. I do it, but they don't need to do it. You know? You see what I'm saying?
Sorry, are you mad at yourself for doing that then or not?
I have
you're
a lot of
like, you like yeah. the, you like it then or not, but now you're saying that
it
you
goes
do.
Deep.
Do we need some therapy here or what?
A little.
It seems like we have a problem.
I know. No, I don't have a problem. Okay. I'm just saying I appreciate that when a coach shows restraint and doesn't crown someone before they ever make a tackle here. Is that okay?
That's fine. Now, guys who have
now in the media, we could do it a little bit.
There are guys who have made tackles here, and that's Deshaun Singleton and Javon Wright. Discuss those guys and what it's like having them back.
Javon Wright is back for his seventh year. He's 25. And Singleton is he came back because of the waiver for junior college guys.
Yep.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Right, it's kind of like free agency in pro football, right? You're like, oh, man, is that guy going to leave us? And then all of a sudden they decide to stay. Well, that's just an analogy, but it's similar in that you feel like you have two players that might have opportunities to go like to another place, which would have been the NFL. And because of the culture and the program that Matt's kind of created and built, they want to stay here, which I think is an awesome testament to what's going on here right now, because you have an opportunity to go play in the NFL, which for most people, that is your dream. And both of them decided that they want to still be a part of this and help us build this thing on defense. And I'm obviously very excited that they're both back. They've both had very good springs. They've been good in the preseason with the, you know, strength and conditioning, good with our younger players and, you know, spending time with them. So it's been awesome for us. And obviously we're very appreciative that they decided to do that.
I think you have the sound of him talking about the keys for this defense, which is third down.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, stop. Third down. They got to get better
Chick
on third
down.
Chick
just laughed at you. I got that.
I got that. Come on. Got any questions? Of course I have that.
He talked about the keys being you got to stop people on third down, stop people in the red zone, and be good in the defending the 2 minute.
Yeah, it's a process. Initially, when you start going with spring football, it's usually first and second down, base fundamental defense, really emphasizing like the things I talked about, the effort, the execution and finish and the fundamental aspects of that. But as you're starting to progress, like right now, we're starting to kind of just introduce some of our third down and 2 minute, you know, and there'll be some things that are schemes that everybody does. And then there's going to be some stuff that, you know, that we use a lot in other places I've been, let's just say. And then obviously that's where you lean on some of the experience of the other coaches. You know, the Chiefs had a great third down package under Spags. You know, Phil's had a great third down package. And at the end of the day, that's part of the winning moments. Like first and second down, every down's important, but like the money downs are third down and then stopping people in the red zone. You know, if you look at our bowl game, we might have given up some yards here and there. We played great in the red zone, you know, and that was the key.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I believe in that, and I think you've got to do a good job of in those situational areas, third down, red zone, and 2 minute. If you're gonna win football games that matter.
Well, Bill got me yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, on that scoring thing, he was right. You're right. Pretty much, yeah. Right.
The points per game versus yards per game.
They were 19.5 points. Was I think 17th in the country, which is good.
It's really good.
Yeah, and that probably indicates.
I always look at the combination of how are you at what end with the other side. Which meaning is that they were at 19 points or whatever it was, 19.5. That put them at 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other side of the ball, which is pretty well documented, especially early on in the season, offense. I mean, there's a change of coordinator during the season. That means the other side wasn't going very well.
Right.
Which means you were on the field a lot.
Right.
They weren't extending drives.
Right.
And so that's hard.
Yeah.
Now the other part about it is that, and so. I always look at how does a team play when the other side of the ball is not doing very well? Because I've been on some times when, like I said, Wisconsin, our defense were really, really good, ridiculously good. So the numbers were really good. But our offense held the ball. There'd be times we go in like that. Well, they only played 51 snaps on defense because we huddled and ran the ball. And all of a sudden, it was like
defense a huge advantage.
We were always, hey, do we need to rotate through? Can
pretty
don't
fresh.
Really need to like that. We've only played it's halftime. We've only played 19 snaps of defense.
We're good.
So it's things like that.
It's all interrelated.
You keep running them out there, they'll fail. Just keep right. jogging them out there.
It's all interrelated. Holgorsen had a good comment about that the other day. You know, we did this thing here when they hired Holgorsen as we didn't do it, but there's media pushing
pundits.
Yeah, push the narrative. Okay, Nebraska's going to an air raid. And I was like, not necessarily. He didn't run an air raid at West Virginia. And he said the other day, look, when you become a head coach, this goes with what Bill just said. You think about it different. Yeah, maybe when you're an offensive coordinator, you want to run air raid. We're not going to run the ball. We're going to pass it every down. But then when you become a head coach, you start thinking of it different. You think a lot more globally. Like what you said. He said, I was done with the air raid 3 or 4 years into my West Virginia head coaching stint. We didn't run air raid because he looked at it differently as a head coach. He looked at it like they're related. So yeah, when you assess a side of the ball, you kind of have to assess the other side of the ball with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See what's going on. But anyway, I like this. I like the Butler picture. He's very no nonsense. I kind of that's what I've. He doesn't jack around up there, and I like that about him.
There's been a lot of guys jacking around during the news conference.
I haven't noticed that, Bill.
I want to know. Like,
was Bill name jacking
a,
around?
Name a couple people. No, I guess they're up there. God, they were just moving around the whole time they were up there cracking jokes.
I haven't noticed that ever.
Right? Bill Bergazzi's up there. This ought to be great.
Oh, he's serious is what I'm getting at. He lays it on the line, doesn't mealy mouth anything, and I like his restraint. And I like what they're doing. They got to, God dang, I can't tell you how many times on third down last year I was like, you got to be kidding me. Third and eight, they couldn't close this down. So they're working on it. Red zone, I don't have the numbers, but yeah, they got to get better. They weren't terrible. The 19.5 game's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's good. Top 20 defensively. Yeah. And offensively, it was a struggle.
So they're
got better, but it was quite a struggle early on.
Oh, yeah. They're five practices in, so there's not a lot of – personnel-wise, I don't know a lot. I know that they still got a lot of work to do up front on defense.
If you went – the one thing you have, like, if you're in week five or six of the season, it's fun to listen to press conferences because now, like I always talk about – the games are on TV, and they're keeping score.
Yep.
Right now, no matter what university you go to, things are pretty good.
Yeah.
Things are pretty good. Yeah. No matter what you go at that, we're doing this. We're working on this. This is going well. We've got a great plan for this. So I like press conferences much more. It's like all of a sudden they have to talk to, Elko at A&M, and they just got beat in game four. I want to hear the press conference.
Ooh.
Then the press conferences, when you list spring ball press conferences, it's like lilacs.
Yeah, you're not. It's not. Yeah,
everything's very, very. That's across the country.
Right.
That's everybody. Just go ahead and log into. Just listen to Matt Campbell. Go ahead and listen to whoever it is.
Pretty much.
Just listen to Northwestern. It'll be incredible.
That's partly why we're interested in having potential spring games against other opponents tonight. Always be
yes
happiness. Yeah. You know, it's great to have it. It's great to not have any sort of there's no tension.
We
right
want
now
some suffering.
some suffering. Some tension makes us happy talking about the tension.
I want to suffer.
Yes. We're going to hit on that Fran Brown thing. That was incredible.
I have to I didn't get to it, but I can during
I think
the break.
You sent me back the emoji of eyes, but you didn't read it.
That was incredible. In the group chat.
That'd be incredible.
I saw the headline.
Yeah, saw the headline.
The headline. So, anything else that of the lines that catch your eye?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We played enough there from John Butler.
I will miss Thursday's availability.
You will?
Yeah, so that will be... But it's Donovan Rayola and Glenn Thomas and selected players. So that'll be Thursday. Then Saturday, there'll be a scrimmage. I imagine.
Hold it now, Tom. You're missing this?
Because I got to go to that thing at Round the Bend.
Okay. So yeah. we'd be watching practice, though?
No.
You're missing...
No. There's no availability.
Oh, I thought you were... Okay. Okay.
There's no availability. That's next week.
Next Thursday. Okay. Next Thursday gotcha. Or okay. Tuesday. Yeah. Next
I think Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday the 8th.
Yeah.
You're with McSafety.
Yeah, yesterday it was Butler, Singleton, Deshaun.
Elijah Judy,
and Javon Wright. Javon was interesting. Seventh-year guy. 25 years old.
It's a bizarre world. I am very much briefly on the show after ours with AD the other day, they're just talking
cross pollinated.
They were just this. They were talking about a little bit of redshirting and as a coach when it was discussed and the back and forth. And there were several different things we discussed with it, but I'm a fan of what has been proposed, and that is the proposal is 5 years of eligibility. But that's it. You get five, but you can play all five.
I'm
start
all down.
With bowl games. You can be playing somewhere in the mid-60s of games. Mm-hmm. That's it, though. Mm-hmm. They start. I'm a big fan of that. You start here, you get 5 years. So you don't get the nine-year tight end.
COVID messed
up. The nine-year tight end and all the different things. COVID did. So it should be about over now. But the five. Then you don't have this to deal with the redshirting either. It's like, no, you can play.
You can play five.
I'd be curious for like Javon Wright going into his seventh year. Like, I mean, we talk about how sometimes we feel disconnected from younger people. You're talking about a freshman that's 6 years younger than you.
Yeah, he says he looks over sometimes and guy's like 19 years old. And it's kind of
there's got to be a disconnect there. Probably
he also said something.
Guys in those team.
He also said something really interesting. He bridged the gap between the former world and the new world. He remembers being broke. He remembers being like riding a scooter and thinking, God, I got a budget for lunch, or I better just go to the training table because I got a budget. And now he said we're all very blessed.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to worry about money now. But he bridged. I don't know if you have that sound. It's a really good answer.
I do not.
He bridged the gap. He was here before all of that. Not many players can say that.
No. You can get past players that are kind of like hanging around like, I have no idea how good you have it. And then you have players that are in the locker room going like, I lived the other lifestyle with no money. I lived that. And now it's way better. And it's all in the same locker room. I'm saying that's hard. No, that's hard. And all of a sudden you have brand new freshmen coming in. They're already hooked up.
And they're exactly. Already set. And it's now, I got to tell you, I heard this from a coach. I'm not going to say who. It's an issue that it's an undercurrent. You don't hear about this, but players bring up their money, and you might have an instance of a tight end decking a defensive end who's making $1.5 million and say, hey man, you're making $1.5 million. I'm not. Get up. That stuff it should be taboo. Yeah, I don't think it is yet, though. I think it will get that way where guys are like, let's not talk about our money. Like in the NFL, they don't do that. There's nobody out on the field saying, hey, man, you're making this. You should be doing this. That's personal business. But I think in college, coaches got to get their hands on around that a little bit.
In the NFL, as I said, there's so many guys on this show, the Jay Foremans and these guys that can talk about it in much greater detail. But it's pretty simple. It's like, hey, you want to make some money? Get a second contract. So your money's out. First contract, there's no complaining. Mm-hmm. That's just That's just the way it is.
Then how do you get your second one?
Play really well.
Performance.
You get that. I mean,
what a world. Should be that way, right?
Should.
When we come back,
speaking of the NFL, there's some changes coming to the NFL from these league meetings. We'll tell you what's happening next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.